Angus, good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So, first of all, for people who might not have picked Grape Shot up before, can you tell me a little bit about what the magazine does? And then what are the magazine's ambitions for 2017?
Yeah, sure. So we produce a print magazine four times a semester. We basically cover, obviously, campus news, but we also engage with wider political news as well. And we have a feature section, which basically is comprised of interviews with, like for an example, our latest issue, we interviewed the dude responsible for the Goosebumps covers, which was an incredible interview, very exciting. We also talked to George Gittos, who's an internationally renowned artist and war journalist who won the Sydney Peace Prize last year. So that was really cool. And also Clementine Ford, who obviously is an incredibly influential voice in Australian society. So people like that, which is really, really exciting. We're really flexible with content, and that content is very influenced by the team that we hire. So that's really exciting. So if you do decide to come on, basically the direction of the mag is up to you, which is really, really cool because you get a lot of responsibility. In terms of our ambitions for next year, it would just be really focusing, as we always do, on the quality of our editorial and our stories, really engaging with campus news and Australian news as well. The news section is definitely something that's rapidly been improving, and we've had a number of articles online that have blown up really big just because our reportage has improved so much. So if you have an interest in, you know, journalism, Macquarie, I believe, is starting a new journalism major next year. So a bit of experience with Grape Shot would definitely pair with that very nicely.
Well, the industry experience always bodes well, of course, for the up-and-coming young media proponents. Now, you're currently in the hiring process. Should students want to apply, what do they do? What should they do to apply? And what exactly are you looking for as well?
First of all, what we're looking for is people who at first are enthusiastic about our content and the potential of our content. If you haven't picked up Grape Shot before, that's fine. Pick it up, go through it, see if it's your vibe. And if you have any ideas about where you want to take it, come chat to us. We just want people who are really enthusiastic about media, and also people who mightn't necessarily know where they want to go with media. Like, I don't just talk for myself, I think, when I say that before I started on Grape Shot, I didn't necessarily know that I what kind of media I wanted to get into. I was doing a writing degree, but then I got into it, and it's such a thrill working with the team that you just kind of fall in love with the publishing process. It's so exciting. So, and even if you don't fall in love with it, at least you can tick that off and say, you know, that's not necessarily something that you want to get into. But all realms of media have to do with writing, whether it's, you know, radio, TV, reportage, creative writing or otherwise, and that's the nuts and bolts experience that you get from Grape Shot. So wherever you want to go, it's definitely an excellent place to start. In terms of actually hiring, I would head to our Facebook page or our website, because we've got role descriptions up there, just really brief ones, and they have some tacky GIFs in there just to you know, I know we're all millennials, we don't have long attention spans. There's some Devil Wears Prada, there's some Stranger Things, there's some SpongeBob SquarePants, there's something in there for everyone. But more importantly, there are role descriptions, so to give you a bit of an idea of where you could slot in. If you still don't know, flick us a message to our Facebook page. I'll get back to you really quickly and give you some more information. But if you do check out those role descriptions and you kind of know where you want to fit, just flick a cover letter and resume to our email, which is grapeshot@mq.edu.au. You can find that online very easily as well, and we'll get back to you with an application form. Easy as that.
Fantastic. Well, you mentioned that there are a slew of different positions available with descriptions online. Can you tell me a little bit about the positions that are available for next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, every year we do a complete reshuffle. So basically you can apply for any position that exists. So But if you haven't really worked for Grape Shop before, you'd probably want to come in as an editor. So we've got the role that I'm currently in is online editor, and that's going up for grabs. So you're looking after all our online content, obviously, our social media. It's really fun. You also have to be excellent, as I demonstrated before, at wrangling GIFs. But more importantly, really responding to current affairs, news, wrangling people to contribute for you, putting the articles from the mag up online, and just if you want, you know, web skills and social media management skills, which of course is super essential basically anywhere you're going into the workforce, then that would definitely be something that I would encourage you to go for. And also, even if you don't have an interest in media, we've also got our marketing and advertising roles going up. So, advertising manager is pretty self-explanatory. You're trying to find advertising, make us some dough. Marketing manager is in charge of basically getting the magazine out there, making sure people know about it, helping us organize events and stuff. We had some really cool stuff this year, like a launch party and a poetry slam, which is fantastic. So you just help put all that together, basically, and get people involved. In terms of our editors, you've got features editor, which curate all the interviews and the kind of long form articles in the magazine. Got our regulars editor, which is a slightly more lighthearted section of the magazine. But it's really fantastic because you work with reviews, you get challenged to do something ridiculous every issue, which is a lot, but you know, memories, experience, it's all great. Our regulars editor this year now has a Grape Shot inspired tattoo. So if you want to get involved on that, flick us a message. And then we've got our news editor as well, who needs to be across campus news and also wider Australian news as well. And then we've got our amazing creative directors who are responsible for the beautiful covers that you see each issue, and obviously all the sketches and design inside the magazine as well. And even if you're not sure if you have time to go for one of those full-time roles, we hire people like editorial assistants. So if you just want to come and help out, copy edit, help get us some articles through the door, but you don't necessarily have time to commit to a full-time position, I'd encourage you to come chat to us as well.
Wonderful. Finally, before I let you go, Angus, obviously as a student on campus, it's getting involved in student life is something that's helpful to do, but sometimes it's hard to get your head around. Why do you think it's worthwhile to be involved in the student publication and student life on campus?
Well, I guess before I started with Grape Shot, I thought the extent of student life at Macquarie involved just standing around watching the ducklings grow up. But now I'm so involved with everything that happens, and I just think if you are studying media or writing or film or whatever at Macquarie and you're not involved with this incredible magazine, like, what are you doing? Like, I learned more just contributing to this magazine about the nuts and bolts of media and writing and reporting through one issue than I did from almost 3 years of a degree, and that's just the nature of it. If you actually do it, you just pick up so many more skills and have so much fun doing it. And yeah, and the other thing is, you know, print is so vital. And, you know, we're seeing publications like Voiceworks, which is Australia's premier youth journal, getting defunded. So there's increasingly little chances for Australia's young people to be engaged with writing and print. So every page of Grape Shot is kind of sacred. So if you can have any sort of opportunity to help us steer the content, have your own name on that page, I really, really encourage you to not let that opportunity pass you by. Come chat to us. What's the worst that could happen?
Well, Angus, thanks very much for joining me to have a chat about what's going on. All the best of luck with your hiring process, and I'm very excited to see what happens with Grape Shot in 2017.
Thanks very much, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.